Hey, good morning. This is Alex speaking.
Hello, Ashley. This is Gabriel speaking.
Oh, hi, Gabriel. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay this morning. It's pick up on
Great, great.
I
What can I do for you?
was calling about the apartment that we applied for. So I just got an email back this morning around 8:30, and they said we was denied, for the apartment.
Got it. Okay, I'm sorry to hear about that, but you said that you also applied for a different one, or you're going to or about to.
We was thinking about applying to the apartment correct that's in front of me because it was a townhouse and apartment. So my wife is thinking that if we didn't make, but they're the same amount of money, it's just one is a townhouse and one is an apartment. And they're asking for, upwards of $400 for application fee, and we don't have that right now. So,
Gotcha.
trying to, give up that money and see if we're going to get accepted or not. She was like, that's just a lot, trying to go through forward with that process right now.
I see. Well, I
So,
mean, thank you for giving me an update. Let me see. So you think that the closing is not going to happen anytime this week, or it still depends if you're going to get approved with that new one?
No, what I'm saying is that with the new one, by the time we apply, it'll be close to the end of the month, so we definitely wouldn't make that closing date.
Right. Okay. Well, I think that's not going to be a problem. We could always extend, or just let us know what time would you need for us to close in order for us to process the property. You spoke to me yesterday, right, about the
Yes.
property and trying to fill me in, but not really the entire conversation. Because usually we're not going to order title and until you're very sure that you wanted to move forward with this. So we have the contract in place, but we can definitely start the process and all that, as well as the inspection report, or actually getting the inspection done, until we're sure that we wanted to move forward.
Yeah, well, the thing is, my wife, she was saying that, maybe this is not the right time to move. So, we was just thinking about just not selling, until a later date because, trying to move during the holidays and, move with a baby
Gotcha.
and not getting to the place that we actually want, that, it'll be like everything is just forced, and she don't want
Right.
that without, we got teenagers in high school about to graduate, so. No, there just would be a lot on us, So
Gotcha.
we were just wondering, is there, any way to, just, I guess, cancel the contract and then revisit at another time without no repercussions, or how does that work?
Well, I'm gonna have to talk to B about that. We're actually in a meeting right now, so let me brought it up, and then once the meeting is done, maybe she can call you back, if it's gonna be like about canceling the contract and then maybe pausing it for a while and then just continuing while you're once you're ready. Are you available just anytime within the day as well?
Yes,
Maybe
I'm off
she
today.
can call you back. Gotcha. Okay. I actually just step outside. We're in a meeting, like what I've said, but I'll let her know right away your concern, and then so she can call you back as soon as we're done.
All right, thank you.
All right. Absolutely, Gabriel. We'll definitely talk to you later.
Okay.
Appreciate your update. Thank
No
you.
problem.
Thanks. Bye.
No.